If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So we're just waiting now for the cows to move on out, and then what, another load will come in, will they?
Yep. So they're all waiting sort of out in the yard, and Amy will shut the gate when the last one gets to the front, and then we can go on, hopefully.
And my name's Eric Whanui. Grew up down in Porirua, went to uni at Massey University, where I met Matt. Worked at the regional council down in the Manawatu for 3 years after uni, and then was looking for a change and ended up farming. Okay, we're in the pit now of the dairy, and Amy's just hosing out, so we'll start cupping on the left side.
We're in amongst it, and I'm standing clear.
Our farm is located about 10 minutes south of Opunaki, towards the mountain a little bit. We are a 97 effective hectare farm, 330 cows when we're milking in the peak of the season.
Those cows will be milked and then we swap them over as the cows come in, so it's pretty much just back and forth the whole time.
Another milking over.
Yeah.
Do you like the routine of it?
I do. Yes, I do.
You're pretty fresh to this. You started in October.
Yes.
And you'd come from this job in the environmental area.
Yes.
Helping farmers with their riparian planting.
Yep.
And protecting native fish.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's definitely not a conventional role change and career change, but I initially just loved farming anyway from when I was a young fella, and so I guess for me it's always been about farming. Even the environmental studies and all of that sort of stuff, I sort of went into it with the mindset that somehow I was going to end up working in the industry and helping them somehow to be able to farm into the future. So yeah, that's still the goal.
So let's talk a little bit about the role you had before, and and what are you finding in terms of transferable skills?
My other role, I worked alongside a lot of really good farmers down in the Manawatu. As opposed to us going out there and looking for farmers, it was the other way around. Like, the farmers that were keen for us to come onto their property and help them with their riparian planting would call us. And so, in general, the attitude towards us and the attitude towards the whole, you know, fencing off waterways and ecological restoration was really, like, positive, and it was really surprising to see how much drive that a lot of them did have for it.
Here at Skeet Road, where the dairy farm is, are you doing any sort of work in that space?
Like, a lot of the streams on the farm here at Dairyname are already all planted up, and so, and in Taranaki as a whole, you notice the difference as soon as you cross that boundary between Manawatu and, or the Horizons region and the Taranaki region, you can see all the riparian planting that's gone on. But yeah, here on Dairyname, I think he's been planting ever since they've been here, so almost about 20 years worth of riparian planting, and I believe they've finished a lot of it anyway, so it'll just be infilling and all that sort of stuff that would go on.
And do they call on you for some of your knowledge?
Well, they haven't yet, but I'm assuming that when that time comes, then absolutely they would, yeah. And I've already sort of stuck my nose into some of the environmental plan work they've done on here, and I enjoy doing the irrigator and being in charge of the effluent and where that ends up on the paddock and all that sort of stuff. No matter where you are and what farm you're working on, there's always going to be that argument where you can do more. But, you know, at the moment when times are relatively trying, you know, people don't really want to be investing a hell of a lot into anything other than trying to get the day-to-days and trying to get by, so just doing what we can, which we are doing.
Yeah, and I suppose conversely, farmers talk about a lot of over-regulation and being under the pump there.
Yeah.
Do you, now that you're working on a dairy farm, do you see that?
Again, it's hard for me to say because I'm just so like fresh into it, and I haven't really personally felt the pressure yet. But that's because I'm just doing the day to days and still learning a whole hell of a lot as well. And I don't have those big decisions that I need to make put on me yet. I can definitely see it the next few years being trying for farmers. And I said it when I was working at the council as well, that it's not easy to change years of the way that things have been happening and all that sort of stuff. So it's I understand the pushback and all of that sort of stuff that goes on.
You said you have an interest in future-proofing farming.
Yes, yep.
Tell us a little bit more about that and what you're thinking there.
I guess for me, like, there's lots of people that would tell you that there's no way for it to continue how it's been happening the last X amount of years, which I kind of agree with a little bit. But then also I think that, you know, with all the new technology that's coming out these days, that there's only going to be room for improvement on farming practices. And I can, you know, one day I'd love to be able to farm my own piece of land. So I guess that's where that sort of mentality comes from, is like, I'd love for my kids, or whenever that happens, to grow up on a farm and have that experience as well. So,
and you yourself, you didn't grow up on a farm.
No,
you're from Porirua originally.
Yes.
And you have Samoan heritage.
Yes.
Now, that was a big moment for you, heading back to the village and seeing the involvement in agriculture there.
Yeah. So when I was finishing up at Horizons, I took some time off. Something was telling me to just go back to Samoa, so I decided to listen to it and ended up getting a plane ticket and heading back there with one of my aunties for about 3 weeks in September. And it was a real good experience to see a lot of the people that I hadn't seen in 18 years and reconnect with some of the family, and then also to get out on the land and do some of the hard yards as well, which was good. A lot of my uncles and stuff back there will have their own plantations still, and still planting taro and growing taro and selling that, and fruit and coconuts and whatever else that they could grow. It just confirmed, I guess, why I've just got this inclination to be out on the land, I think, and hearing stories about my granddad and how they, you know, were really well looked up to horticulturists, and they had competitions with other villages and growing stuff, and it was cool to see. And I think there's a lot of potential there for some of those younger ones coming through to potentially get into agriculture in New Zealand, and it'd be cool to see that happen.
Eric Fa'anoi, outside the dairy shed where he works in Taranaki. He recently won Taranaki Dairy Trainee of the Year, part of the New Zealand Dairy Awards competition.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.